bills seeking to prevent gun violence are on the minds of legislators on both sides of the aisle. Senate bills to ban certain assault-style weapons, restrict high-capacity magazines, and create a permit system to buy firearms never reached the floor last year. State Representative John Kowalko is among the Democrats who wants them voted on.
All of these bills are good, legitimate bills that have to be passed. They should be passed to protect the people. I'm not interested in offending or trying to take any kind of market share away from gun manufacturers, but I am interested in protecting people to the fullest of my ability.
Fellow Democrat, Senate Majority Leader Nicole Poor, says a lot was learned at State Senator Stephanie Hansen's recent meeting on gun violence.
I have always felt that gun violence is not a partisan issue. It's a bipartisan solution. And so having that seminar was really good for all of us to learn the different hotspots, not only just in the state of Delaware, but also nationally.
But Republican State Senator Brian Pettyjohn hopes the gun bills do not see the light of day.
The gun bills that are currently out there right now, you know, keeping them in committee. I'm hearing from my constituents 20-30 to 1 against these bills.
As for the state's budget, both Pettyjohn and Poor believe the state has to be smart and careful with the recent projected boost in state revenue. In Dover, Joe Irizarry, Delaware Public Media.